Welcome back to the Educated Patient Podcast. I'm your host, Mike DeMarco, and we are joined today by Dr. Panko. He's a primary care physician, and today's topic is very timely for the spring. We'll be unpacking the physical, mental, emotional implications and benefits of just decluttering and spring cleaning and anything else attached to that topic. So Dr. Panko, thank you for joining us today. Would love for you to kick us off and just share a little bit about where you're calling in from, where you practice medicine, and anything else that's relevant for the patients listening today.
Well, thanks for having me, Mike. So I'm, as you already said, I'm a primary care physician. I'm board certified in family medicine and lifestyle medicine. I practice here with Baptist Health in South Florida, and my location is our office in Wellington.
Welcome. How long have you been practicing as a primary care provider?
I'm originally from Germany. I used to practice there from 2001 to 2008, and then I came to the US and started here after my residency in Cleveland, Ohio. In 2013, I finished my residency. And I've been practicing as a primary care doctor first in Ohio for 2 years with Kaiser Permanente, and then came to South Florida in 2015. And I've been with Baptist for the past a little more than a year now.
So you have a variety of exposure to different places, not just in the country, but in the world.
Yeah.
I'm curious, at least in my head, it's similar to being a primary care physician. You get a variety of exposure of things coming into your practice every day, right? You're not specialized in one specific lane of medicine. Let's call it like heart or brain.
No.
Just out of my general curiosity, because of that, what's your favorite kind of lane to lean into when a family or somebody comes in with some type of condition?
Yeah, so the majority of conditions that I see is very much like an internal medicine physician who does primary care is like most of it these days are taking care of chronic conditions like diabetes and heart disease and COPD and asthma, all those. Plus, then obviously the seasonal infections, flu. COVID obviously was a big thing for all of us. Those are most of the things that we see. And aside from trying to treat whenever a patient comes in, then as a family physician and a lifestyle medicine physician, I always try to prevent diseases that oftentimes have the root cause in the lifestyle, and also manage and reverse them rather with lifestyle change better than only prescribing medications.
When you have the time to, as a PCP, what are some of the interventions that are go-tos for you that you pull into the conversations to help encourage patients to take care of things beyond just, making sure that they're keeping up with their protocols or their medicines or anything like that? What are some of those interventions that you encourage them to bring into their lifestyle habits or routines or environments or anything of that nature?
Yeah, so the most common ones are nutrition and exercise habits. Other ones are sleep and avoiding of toxic or harmful substances is a big one. Social connections is important for a healthy and a happy life. Those are a lot.
Today's topic is about spring cleaning and clutter. And how have you seen both of those or a combination of those play as factors in patients that are trying to also manage one or multiple chronic conditions?
Plays is a big part of the lifestyle. Spring cleaning is obviously one way of maybe approaching clutter after it has accumulated for a while. Generally, though, it's usually better to have an ongoing strategy to prevent the clutter early on. It plays a role in many aspects of a patient's health. For one, there's a close connection between mental health and clutter. So in this case, oftentimes, stuff that's standing around in the apartment of a patient, in the living spaces, oftentimes the sleeping room and things like that can have a major impact on the mental health, on stress levels. There are studies that have shown that women, for example, who report of their environments, their home environments, in a way that suggests more le less so more clutter, they tend to have higher stress levels, and can have an impact on the quality of sleep, the duration of sleep, the ability to fall asleep or fall back asleep when you wake up. So that's an important one. Other than that, there's a very well-known correlation between things like dust. So it's not only just the dust bunnies, though those are full of potential allergens, like those cockroach is a very common one, cause of asthma attacks, or the dust mites that live in our beds and cause allergies and asthma. And it's interesting for me also that it's not only if you already have an allergy, the exposure to those allergens can cause an allergy attack, but it's also that if you're exposed to higher concentrations of those allergens, that you can actually develop, you're more likely to develop an allergy that you didn't have before. So that's where spring clean can come in, that you start reducing the exposure to those allergies and reduce your risk of developing them, or developing exacerbations if you have an allergy already.
My wife will enjoy listening to this because it'll back her constantly hammering me over the head with everything has a home, right? I feel like a lot of people that I know of, at least, right? There's like one of the two is like everything has a home, and the other one's like, it just kind of goes here, or it goes with the flow.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would have to, after, thinking about it, I would have to agree with her. Yeah, so the everything has a home approach really helps, also for the mental health stress reduction, because let's say you come home and you don't find the time to put your coat away, you'll likely spend more time looking for the coat the next time you need it than if you had just used those 5 seconds to put it where it belongs. Huh? And
I'm
that adds up.
you're 100% right. And you
Yeah.
don't in the moment you don't feel like it's worth it, or you don't feel like you have the 5 seconds to grab the hanger, to put the coat on the hanger, to put it in the closet, because of the stress in that moment, right? And so you're almost
Right.
like kicking the can down the road on the stress. But then the next day, when you're pinched for time to get the kids out the door and you can't find the coat, it's actually 2 or 3 times X the stress you would have dealt with the
Right.
previous day if you just did it.
Yeah.
Why do you think the spring has become the time of the year that people have latched onto as, okay, cyclically with the calendar, this is a great time where, as a mass, we move forward with cluttering or decluttering?
Sure. I mean, it's in a way, it's like out with the old, in with the new, kind of an approach, right? So the old year is gone, and like nature makes everything new. All the old leaves on the floor of the forest decay and become earth, and the new leaves are coming. I guess that fits well as a background for renewing yourself.
Sure. I imagine in Germany and Ohio, and I'm in New Jersey, when we experience multiple seasons, that spring cleaning, you actually feel that versus where you are in
Right.
Florida. It's like, well, it's kind of generally the same all year round.
Yeah, it's actually just the other way around. Here is like what's a little bit oppressive is the heat in the summer. So you do the spring cleaning before that, right? In a way, it would be better to have a fall cleaning here, when the heat stops and you can live outside a little bit more and make everything new. Yeah.
Great. Yeah, I mean, it has become just a calendar thing of this is the routine, right? That if at anything, just follow this routine. And you mentioned a little bit earlier, and forgive me because this might have been offline, but we're talking a little bit around your interest in lifestyle intervention and lifestyle medicine and how much you value for your patients that they take up routines and processes and structures before these diseases or things even come into play. So, off the top of your head, I'm really curious around, in addition to spring cleaning, like what are some of these powerful, really common or easy entry points for routines or habits for people to consider pulling into their daily life?
You mean now regarding tidiness of the home or regarding everything in their lives?
I think like tidiness, we talked about fitness influencing or like your health influencing these other areas of your life. So if we're using tidiness of your home as the starting point and somebody finds a little bit of a sense of achievement or accomplishment in tidying up their home and now they start to scan the rest of their life, like what are some other, where can they look to next, I guess is a better way to ask my question with regards to routine and order.
I mean, so the key to a lifestyle change. I mean, so number one, all the chronic conditions that our population suffers from has at least part of their root cause in the lifestyle. So the key of treating them and preventing them and reversing them even is to make lifestyle changes. And a lifestyle change, as the name suggests, is a change for the rest of your life. And this is important also in the way that it's not one change that you make right now and sustain for the rest of your life, but it's an ongoing will to change, because the little change that you're making is going to change you in return, and it's going to set you up to be able to make the next change and the next. And the goal of that change is then to actually improve your quality of life, because you're starting to live a life that doesn't make you sick anymore. You live a life that makes you healthy, and the energy that you need to swim against the mainstream will come exactly from that, yeah, from this, from the better life that you're creating. So, as I previously mentioned, so the good avenues are, aside from cleaning, are like exercise, and it's oftentimes very helpful to start, with every lifestyle change, to focus more on the progress that you make than of being perfect. So it's very helpful to begin with a small goal that you can achieve and that you can create a habit out of. So, for example, with exercise, it's completely fine. If you're not exercising at all, it's completely fine to start with a 10-minute walk every day, or a 10-minute strength training or 5-minute strength training routine every day. Because what you will notice relatively quickly, if you do it like that, it's way easier to do 5 minutes or 10 minutes on the days where you don't feel like doing it, and especially on those days, then you will notice that the moment you start, you feel better. You'll be a little bit proud that you're doing it, and then the 5 minutes are over like this, and you check in with yourself, and you will feel a little bit less stressed than you did before. You're a little bit accomplished. You're not exhausted because you only did 5 minutes. And sometimes you might notice that you feel so good about it that you want to do more. And that's then fine. If you want to do more, do more. But it's just as fine to not do more if you don't want to, because tomorrow you'll do it again and you'll have another chance of wanting to do more. And like that, a habit creation will happen after 2 months or so of practicing this every day. There's those three stages of habit forming, as they say. First is unbearable, that you make easier with a 5-minute commitment. Then it's uncomfortable, and then it's unstoppable. No? And there you go.
I
No?
love that. Unbearable, uncomfortable,
Uncomfortable, unstoppable.
unstoppable.
Yeah.
Might have found a title for this podcast.
Yeah, okay. All right.
What are some equivalents of the 10-minute or the 5-minute workout in the cleaning world, right? Because I'm going to bring it back to
Right.
decluttering.
Sure.
What are some options for like the equivalent of the 10-minute workout, but for cleaning or decluttering?
Yeah. So, for example, you could just commit to now back to your back to your wife, so you can commit to putting the things back to where they belong every evening, 5 minutes, so they're there, right? So that will prevent those things from piling up, and the decluttering, the spring cleaning, become an overwhelming task, right? That you need a whole day for something. That you could do. You could other things. In areas where there's a lot of where there's a lot of traffic, you could have like disinfection wipes standing next to where you need them. Have everything handy so you can just when a spill happens or when you want to just grab it and do it within seconds, can be done.
Yeah, it's we have three young kids, and one thing that comes to mind while you're talking is sometimes amidst complete chaos, we will go to our Google Home and we'll say, "Hey Google, set a 5-minute timer." And that timer, we set the expectation for everyone. We're like, "Okay, we're doing this until the timer goes off." And honestly, sometimes it's exactly what you said. We're all in the living room, and all of the toys are at least going back into a bin where inside the bin they're still cluttered, but it's not cluttered in the living room per se.
That's great. Yeah, and then especially you can make it actually fun by doing it all together, right? So,
Yeah.
and then the, you one of the things that you that happens with this cleaning, as well as it happens with the exercise or any other lifestyle change that you do that's healthy, you'll start noticing that you feel better while you do it and because you do it. So the mindset can change away from I want to be done already to I enjoy the way there, right? So we with weight loss, for example, that's one big thing. People always want to be done with the weight loss already and then think it's smooth sailing for the rest of their life. It's not. Life goes on, right? You have to find a way to enjoy living healthy or with decluttering you by creating tidiness or orderliness. While you're doing it, you start feeling better already. I just put away some old clothes and stuff like that that I'm not using anymore, and put order in my drawer with my clothes, and felt much better while I was doing it, and after even more. Slept better that night. Yeah, and it's just a matter of reframing, and then it starts with one thing. I had a patient. He told me. He used to not like mowing the lawn. Now he canceled his landscaper, and bought a lawnmower and does it himself. And he enjoys the fact that he's creating this something that you can really see while you're doing it, and after you can enjoy what you created and how nice it looks. And so that's funny, yeah? Right? So it's all those, it doesn't matter where you start in your lifestyle is really the way you deal with life. And every little bit every approach that you can do to improve that, improving your quality of life by making a healthy change will add to you living the lifestyle that then will help improve all the other aspects of the life.
You just had a nice tweetable quote there.
What was that?
Lifestyle is the way you deal with life. I like that.
Because life's hard, right? We all have to deal with it. That's another topic for another podcast, is how life is hard and how we oftentimes think that if ours is hard, we're doing something wrong because we see other people's life on the social network platforms only polished, right? We compare our inside with other people's outside, and then we think we're doing something wrong or we are not good enough or so, and that stresses us out.
Yeah, and even that quote of lifestyle is how we deal with life ties into one of the themes that we keep coming back to, which is owning the routines and the order and the habits that you have that help you deal with life. And spring cleaning is just one of those examples that we're highlighting today on this podcast, which is Here's a singular routine amongst hundreds and thousands of possible routines that you can pull into your life that helps you deal with life.
Yeah, sure. And then building on the spring cleaning and the experience of feeling so good when it's clean, then you just start putting those like smaller bites of that appetizer bites of that good feeling by starting to organize any part of your life that you feel like needs organizing. And big theme in lifestyle medicine is also feeling empowered. Right. You're able to do it. It's not that you're at the mercy of a doctor or a pharmaceutical company or a new weight loss medication or your health insurance, right? So you can do it.
So, Dr. Pico, just to close and loop this whole conversation together on spring cleaning, I know one of the most common chemicals in my family's house, and it probably stems back generations in our Italian family, is cleaning with bleach all the time. And with all the information that's available at our fingertips now, you're finding out more and more that that's not necessarily the best thing to be using all the time. Can you speak to some of the harmful sides of not just the bleach, but also some other things for us to be aware of when it comes to us going out and starting to clean?
So one of the things that we want to achieve when we clean, also not only spring cleaning but when we continuously clean, is like the reducing the exposure to potentially harmful bacteria and viruses. Everybody remembers COVID. So one of the ways that has been effective with COVID and is also effective in reducing bacteria is the chlorine bleach. That is correct. It reduces the exposure tremendously, but it also has its downsides. So the fumes from that can be harmful to the lungs. Some people are very sensitive to that. It could potentially cause asthmatic reactions in people with asthma, like exacerbations of the asthma, to be exposed. Most people, for whatever reason, think more is better. Which is not true. It more is just more dangerous. So whenever you use any cleaning substance, then better follow the what it says on the bottle, how to use it. And if you don't know higher concentration, then it's recommended. That's one. Another big caveat is never ever mix those chlorine bleaches with ammonia cleaners. Those are oftentimes used to clean windows, because if you mix those, that can cause toxic fumes that can actually get you to the emergency room. So that is very important. The residue of the chlorine bleach is also might be harmful to people. Skin can cause skin issues. So if you want to clean surfaces that are touched oftentimes, it might be better to use things like hydrogen peroxide. That is very gentle. The residue is pretty much only water and oxygen, right? So it reacts to water and oxygen. It's very effective in cleaning bacterial contaminations and also what's called the biofilm. That is something that bacteria produce to adhere to surfaces and to protect themselves. And the oxygen peroxide is very good at reducing that. And also, because of that, the time it stays clean after you clean it is longer with this than it is, for example, with the bleach. So that's a good alternative to use.
Love it.
Then other potential harms that can come with, especially if you do like the big spring cleaning, is that you have to move furniture, that you have to do heavy lifting, something like that. And if you're not up to that, then you better get help, right? So you could potentially harm your back by lifting with the wrong technique or something like that. So it's always important that you're up to what you're planning, or get help for the things that you're not up to. Climbing on ladders and stuff like that.
Very good. Any final thoughts on this topic that we've talked about today?
Final thought would be that spring cleaning, yeah, take this season, if in Florida or not, as an potential start for making a change. Start cleaning, maybe enjoy, notice how you enjoy what happens when you do it, while you do it already, and enjoy the results, how good you feel. When everything is clean, how your stress goes down when you see what's on your bedside table, when you see when you don't trip over the shoes when you get up in the dark to go to the bathroom or something like that, and then use that experience to maybe start with this little step, with tidying up every night the stuff that was used during the day, so before you go to bed, and then prevent this from cluttering up, because clutter is, in a way, it's like some cleaning specialists say, it's like stagnant energy, and if you get it flowing, everything else gets flowing better and you feel more energy.
Great note to end on.
Yeah.
Dr. Pako, thank you so much. To our
Well, thank
listeners, if you
you.
want more information on today's topic, please visit theeducatedpatient.com. You'll also find a ton of other topics and podcasts and articles related to different conditions and seasonal topics as well. Dr. Pako, thank you again for today's podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes here in 2026 and have a great day, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.